This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 275 for Friday, February 17th. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE canola futures are higher on Friday morning due to a weaker Canadian dollar, while support from comparable oils is mixed. The March canola contract gains $4.60 at $828.10 per ton, while the more heavily traded May contract adds $3.20 at $821.40, and the July contract increases $2.90 at $818.70. In facing a stronger United States dollar and sharp declines in crude oil prices, the loonie falls to 74.05 U.S. cents compared to Thursday's close of 74.41. While there are upticks in Chicago soybeans and soy meal, soy oil is pulling back. However, there's spillover coming from upswings in European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil. Canola crush margins remain on the rise, further underpinning values. The Canadian Grain Commission reports producer deliveries of canola are up 40% for the week ending February 12th at 440,000 tons. Domestic usage rises 10% at 206,000 tons, but exports slip 13.6% at about 182,000 tons. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reports private sales of nearly 121,000 tons of old crop corn to unknown destinations. The USDA's Economic Research Service projects total baseline wheat acres for 2023-24 at 47.5 million, soybean acres at 87 million, and corn at 92 million. As the drought takes further effect on crops in Argentina, the Buenos Aires Grain Exchange cuts its rating on the country's corn by 9 points at 11% good to excellent. The exchange also lops off 4 points on Argentina soybeans at 9% good to excellent. Riding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are slightly higher on Friday morning. The March contract nudges up a half cent at $15.27 per bushel. March soy oil loses almost a half cent at 61.42 U.S. cents per pound. March soy meal is up $1.80 at $4.93.20 per short ton. Corn futures are slightly higher, with the March contract tacking on a quarter cent at $6.76 per bushel. Chicago oats are higher, with its March contract rising 7 cents at $3.70. The U.S. wheat complex is also higher, as Chicago March gains 3 cents at $7.68. Kansas City March is up 7 cents at 9.06, and Minneapolis March bumps up a penny at 9.31.5. A reminder that the markets in Canada and the U.S. are closed on Monday for respective holidays. Trading resumes that evening. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Friday morning, February 17th. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.